Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, Mike DeTille along with the legendary Herb Tyler.
We're
here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food, drink specials here. Also, you can watch all the games and at 6:30 tonight right here on the Big 870 WWL, Alabama LSU, and hopefully this game will be, I think, what a lot of people anticipate, a really hard-fought football game. We're going to go now to our Tiger Scout Notebook, and is brought to you weekly by Thibodeau Regional Health System, focused on the patient care. We have on our line here from the game in 100.9 in Alabama, Ryan Fowler. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, brother. How you been?
Boy, you guys have got me jealous there, eating that good food, because I know where Mike is around. You guys are going to have some good food, and, you know, I'm up here eating poor old press box food. Bless my little heart.
What? Come on, Ryan. You got to show some stroke, man. Get you better food than that. Man, Herbert just telling me eating that hot dog without no bun, which is, man, that really depressed me to hear him say that. The gumbo part I get, but man, the hot dog without the bun, come on.
Yeah, you got it. You got to go with a hot dog bun. You got to go with sauerkraut, ketchup, mustard, onion chopped up. But you said gumbo right there. That's like the key to my heart, man.
That's right.
I love gumbo. Woo, glory. But listen, you know, we attempt at making gumbo up here, but it's just not the same. Don't tell anybody. I hope this doesn't make it back to Alabama. They got good gumbo, but, man, you guys own cuisine. You know, I love going down to New Orleans, and when I go, I always get Mike to give me about 4 or 5 restaurants, and he gives me a list.
He does. That is accurate.
Mike, that is a core the food.
Ryan, this is maybe a little bit different look at the Alabama-LSU game than we've seen in years past.
Yeah.
And I know you and I talk about this weekly, is that this Alabama defense isn't maybe what we've seen throughout the years. They've had teams, especially with mobile quarterbacks, have taken advantage of that. And we had spoke about it early in the show, Diego Pave. Okay, he had him. He had him again for a second straight year. Now, he turned the ball in the red zone twice, but he kind of had him a little bit. The same thing happened in game one against Florida State. But, you know, they're not going to see that tonight unless we fix it on seeing a lot more of Michael Van Buren than I think we will. But your thoughts on the Alabama defense this year? We'll get talking to you about Ty and the receivers, but the Alabama defense this year, this team isn't nearly as talented as we've seen in years past from Alabama on defense.
It's not, but it's the definition of a bend don't break defense. Without looking it up, and it hit me, I went and read it. I said, you got to be kidding. Coming into today, this was the number one red zone defense in the SEC. And that actually absolutely shocks me, because it's almost like but before they get to the 20, they can do a lot of things with Alabama. And then when they get down inside the 20, now going into the day, you know, a lot of things could change stats-wise. But Alabama had the number one defense, and then they had the number two offense in the SEC. I mean, it's like number three, number four overall in the country on offense. But this defense is starting to really take shape. You got to keep in mind, they had so many injuries up front on that defensive line, and they're starting to get those guys back. You know, Tim Keenan, even though he was back a few weeks ago, Georgia was the game that he got back. He's starting to play that we thought he could be able to really anchor, you know, that middle. And when he's a go with him and LT Overton, they can really plug some big-time holes. London Simmons has been able to add. But the strength of this unit is the secondary. The linebackers are okay. Deontay Lawson, you know, it took him a little bit more time as far as health to get back from that knee injury. Justin Jefferson's been okay. Nakahiel Green's been another one. But the secondary is where the strength of this team, you know, and also keep in mind, they did have a player that had some bye week blues and decided that he was going to speed a little bit. And those blue lights were behind him, and I guess he just ignored them. But he's no longer part of the team, suspended indefinitely. So kind of keep that in mind. Dre Kirkpatrick Jr., which you guys remember, Dre Kirkpatrick Sr. So they'll have to play without him because he's been booted off the team for the time being. But the secondary is a spring. Dejon Lee is a big-time player, you know, true freshman out of California that's played some really, really good football. But Bray Hubbard is the guy that you want to watch out for. He is just all over the field, just a nasty, you know, top player, just got a lot of speed, but he loves to find his nose to put it in the football. And, you know, it may not be the most talented, but they're truly a bend, don't break defense.
Ryan, one of the things, too, is from the offensive standpoint, we always knew Alabama is a really good running team, but that's really not their strength. Ty has been just fabulous this year, even better than I thought he would be. And we had the conversation at Manning Camp. I told him, and I sent you the excerpts from it, is that, man, you remind me so much of Garrett Nussmeier. It almost looked like he stole Nussmeier's 2025. He's doing what Nussmeier, all of us thought was going to do here.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I thought maybe, you know, because he didn't have a lot of experience, he would struggle a bit. He's been fantastic. But I think everybody got to see Ryan Williams last year, and he hasn't had the season that he had as a freshman. That guy who has come through is Jeremy Bernard. And it was a guy who sort of has bounced Michigan State, Washington, now at Alabama. And I told you during the week, he's a guy, the draft were held today, I think he'd be a 20s pick in round one. He's that good. He's a dynamic playmaker for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and you look at Bernard, a fun guy to cover, too, when you look at just his overall attitude, the way he approaches life. You cover those kids that you just – and I say kids, I don't mean that disrespectful, but you cover these young men, and it's like you check the box. He's been one of my favorite guys to cover in Tuscaloosa. He just – when you sit down and talk with him, the way that he carries himself, his attitude – and it's kind of, you know, it's good when good things happen to good people. And he's been one of those guys, really, in a lot of ways, an extension of the rushing attack, because they've used him on so many short passes because they've not been able to run the football. He's been really an asset of just using him in so many different ways. But it's, you know, the South Carolina game. I mean, you go back and look at that final touchdown. When you look back at his run, that's one of those trick plays. Now, you always got to watch out for Kalen DeBoer's offense on those trick plays. And most of the time, it's been, you know, it's been Germ. I mean, it has been Germ Bernard, is what they call him, Germ. But it's been Bernard that's been that guy. And you mentioned Ryan Williams. Also, keep in mind now, he's on the probable list on the SEC availability report. You know, probable. He's been banged up all season, and it's been different things. It's been a lower extremity. He's had the hamstring. You know, he had the concussion in one of the, I believe, the Florida State game. I mean, I can't think of a game that Brian Williams has not been a little bit banged up, and he's going to go into this LSU game with some question marks. And I believe this one's a little bit of an upper extremity situation when you look at Ryan Williams. So that would be something to keep an eye out. They do get Isaiah Horton back, who missed the South Carolina game, the majority of it. And then also Lottier Brooks, they're going to get him back, the true freshman wide receiver. So they got plenty of wide receivers, but it's hard to replace Ryan Williams if he's not able to go. But he was listed on the probable list earlier. We'll probably know in the next, hour and 45 minutes if he's going to be able to, you know, to give it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Go.
Don't worry about it, Ryan. He'll go to football lords, and he'll be cured by the time the game starts.
Herb. Ryan, so I have a question in regards to, so this year and last year, I know what my thoughts are, but what's the difference in this team under Kalen DeBoer this year than it is last year?
Ty Simpson. It really is that simple. I think when you look back at last year, and I enjoyed covering Jalen Milroe, but it was not a fit for what Kalen DeBoer wanted to do offensively. And, you know, we could throw stones at Nick Sheridan, but I don't think that's fair. I think when you really step back and you start analyzing it and you think about it, it's just, yes, it's a year older, it's a year, but it's just Ty Simpson understanding what they're wanting to do offensively. Yes, they've got some players. You know, people assume that Coach Saban left this thing just with 5 stars stacked in a locker and they just come rolling out. And the portal, and, you know, you guys will probably go through that when you look at these coaching changes. It's, you know, the fortunate part for making this change now is, you know, that 30-day window of, you know, free portal entries, it really had hurt Alabama. But it's simple. I mean, it's not over complex. It's simple. It's quarterback. And it's what they want to do with the precision passes. And also keep in mind, there's so much more of this offense that I don't think we've seen. They haven't really used the deep ball. I think they're about 54th in the country and passes beyond 20, 25 yards. I think that's where that stat is. But they're not a deep ball team. But these short intermediate passes, man, they are, and they can't run. It really can't run the football. I mean, they've not been able to run the football. So they're literally just depending on one area of the game, and it's short intermediate passes. There's other elements, but they really haven't had to use them.
Bringing in his former offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, who went coach for Seattle last year, I think has also played a big part in this offense and the way it's looked and how Ty has developed under that offense.
Absolutely. Ron Grubb, you know, you don't want to say that name too loud because as we start looking at coaching vacancies, I would expect that he would get a phone call from some of these jobs, especially as these dominoes begin to fall. A brilliant play caller. And almost like he went to the NFL to maybe fix even some of their offense to be able to kind of work on some things in the National Football League. He went there, he took Geno Smith, and he took him and put him in the top 10 in most passing metrics, you know, for Seattle. They couldn't run the football either, but that was more than, you know, Seattle personnel problems and just scheme-wise. But Ryan Grubb has been brilliant, and I think, you know, if it's not this year, it's going to be the future. Ryan Grubb is going to get some phone calls. Now, is he willing to leave, or is he going to wait out for maybe a little bit bigger job? But he has been able to take Kalen DeBoer's offense and really take it to the next level. And if you look at this combination, when they're together, it's off the charts. And it's the years that they're apart is they both struggle. So it's like the yin and the yang. And he's a much different style of coach, too. When you go out on the field, he's rough. I mean, he's the guy that kind of reminds you a lot of Coach Saban. And DeBoer, yes, he can be, but that's really not his personality. He's had to with this team, but Ryan Grubb has been absolutely brilliant. Watch his name, because there's going to be some jobs that are going to offer him because he's that brilliant. I don't know about a CEO style, but I know from an offensive play caller, he's one of the best in the country. And keep in mind, this was the guy that Nick Saban tried to hire as that final year before he hired Tommy Reese. This was his number one choice. They brought him to Tuscaloosa. He spent like a day and a half down here. He got on the plane, went back to UW, and coached him to a national championship appearance with his offense. So with Michael Penix. But Ryan Grubb is brilliant. He's probably one of the best play callers I've seen down here. Complimentary football, playing some really good just combination. Seems to be a step ahead of most defensive coordinators.
Ryan, this is a little bit off the Alabama beat, but You in the heart of it, too, to watch what's happened at Auburn. Mm. And Herb has always said about, man, when they played those years when Herb was there, man, those were some monster games. And Auburn was loaded on defense. I mean loaded. They had cats, and all those guys went to the NFL. What has happened to this program over the last 10 or 12 years where you get a little success and then it's two steps back and a little success and two, three steps back? And who would you think that this team would go toward, because there's been so much change? One of the things with coaches, one, tell them how much they're going to get paid. And secondly, I want to take a look at what's happened before me. Why is it not working? Why has this kind of team that was at one time loaded and a perennial top 15 football team
every year.
Why have they kind of peeled apart at the seams?
I think it's very simple. It's self-inflicted if you look at self-destruction. I mean, really, you think about trying to make up the story around Brian Harsin, the scandal that was not true, just to get him fired. This is going to sound like a very Homer approach. The biggest problem when you look at Auburn currently, they've always been able to buy their way out of trouble. When rough water is ahead, they've been able to go out and get a Cam Newton. They've been able to go out and buy their way out of trouble. The problem now is everybody's doing it. Everybody is buying their way out of trouble. Auburn cannot separate themselves currently. They got money, but everybody else does too. And that's your issue. I'm not sure they can afford one more bad hire, but here's your problem. The pecking order's not on their side, because what's happened with this job, it's lost a lot of luster. You know, Mike and I talk about it every Tuesday. Look at the three jobs that are open right now in the SEC. They're not up front. LSU is. Florida is, if you want to make that argument. But Auburn is going to have to wait for some of these other coaches. Where do they fall? And I think that's one of the reasons why they were so patient with Hugh Freeze, trying to see if he could flip the script a little bit. They're not going to get their number one guy. It's been a long time since they got their number one guy. I don't expect it to happen this time. They're going to have to go that coordinator route, or at least a smaller school head coach, because there's just not any big names out there that are willing to go across the state. I know, like I said, they've got an uphill climb right now. And it will take a lot to flip the script down in Lee County.
Listen, I know a guy who's from Huntsville, Alabama, is coaching at Tulane right now. So tell him, stay away, because that's going to mess up my Tuesdays. I do the coaches show with Coach Summerall. That's going to mess me up with that, Ryan.
Yeah. Tulane Tuesday.
Take care of that for
Tulane.
Me.
Well, and my understanding is You know, listen, that Auburn job, it just didn't have. But hey, it's you know, we'll watch and see, you know, what this thing will look like. But I'll make the prediction here. I don't think they get a big time hire. I think they have to go to a secondary hire and hope and wish. Watch the name Charles Kelly. That might be an option at Jacksonville State. He's a former Auburn guy, having a pretty decent season up there. I think they're, because Brent Key's not going, Lane Kiffin's not going. This wish list that they've got, you know, I wish my Toyota, it ain't never going to be.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Always appreciate your time, but thanks so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Appreciate you guys. You guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
All right. That was our Tiger Scout Notebook this week with Ryan Fowler from 100.9 The Game, flagship station of the Crimson Tide. That segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodeau Regional Health System, focused on patient care. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.